Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To stay in Vrindavan and to be in good consciousness requires often a change of perspective. I was reminded of this when I was still in the West and someone showed me a video of the recent floods that happened in the Vrindavan Mathura area. A large parts had been flooded and people were forced to leave their dwellings to Yamuna and then try to make their way to higher regions. And there was a boat with a journalist in Mathura going through the on the Yamuna, and the journalist was saying the water has reached an alarming height. It's 1 meter above the danger level. People are struggling for their lives. And then the camera went to a dog who was on a roof. See, the dog is even worried. And as he was talking, some people came to the boat and he was then interviewing them with holding the microphone there and asking them in Hindi, so how are you doing? How are you coping? How are you managing this terrible flood? And the man, he was holding the microphone, he said, "I happy! Yamuna has come finally into my living room. She is on my sofa and sits here. What better thing could happen?" And there were all these other people with him who were standing waist deep in the water. And really, there was not even twinkle of misery in their face. They were very happy because they had a different perspective. For them, the river Yamuna was not just a river. For them, when Yamuna came higher, it was not a disturbing flood. For them, Yamuna was the most merciful goddess who had come away from her riverbed and into the houses of the people. Seeing through the eyes of devotion gives us an entirely different world view, an entirely different perspective, of course, but an entirely different perception. Seeing through the eyes of devotions is actually what needs to be done if you want to find Krishna in Vrindavan. It may not mean that you have to ignore these obstacles which are sometimes there, like high floods or aggressive monkeys or whatever other obstacles could be there, failing digestion and so on. No, but it means to really try to search for Krishna everywhere and to also stop before reacting to anything that happens and trying to find out what could be behind it. In other words, what could I learn from this? Why was this arranged to happen to me? Changing the perspective, adopting a new set of eyes, that is really at the heart of sacred pilgrimage. And isn't that the entire duty which all of us have, or the entire project or task that all of us stand before as we go through our days. With a different perspective, we can see things differently. With a different perspective, we can discover Krishna everywhere. Thank you very much for walking with us through Vrindavan, and see you all for our next Kartika inspiration.